I'll give you guys the injury report. Tyvon Branch didn't practice. He's out. Jason Hunter did not practice. He's out. Darren McFadden did not practice. He's out. And Denarius Moore did not practice. He'll be out for the game. Guys that were limited, Mike Brizell limited in practice today. Jerron Kreiner was limited in practice today. Andre Holmes was full. Matt McCants was full. Daniel Muir was limited in practice today, and Terrell Pryor was limited in practice today. So that's the injury report. Yeah, Mike Brizell is probable for the game. Andre Holmes is probable for the game. Matt McCants is probable for the game. Guys that are listed as questionable would be Jerron Kreiner, Kaluka, Daniel Muir, and Terrell Pryor. Yeah, Holmes will go in and play in his spot. Yeah, we'll see. He's questionable right now. So, you know, obviously we'll make the announcement as far as, who's going to be active or inactive for the game an hour and a half before the game. But he moved around better, better this week. He's getting closer to being back to full health. But, again, I want to see how he feels tomorrow before we, make any decision, for sure on him. Well, it's really not a whole lot different than what you go through in a normal week. I mean, the backup quarterback doesn't get very many reps at all during the week. It's been really that way everywhere I've been. The quarterback gets a vast majority, if not all, of the reps. So I wouldn't say that's much different than what we're used to. But, obviously if you have a young guy like Tyler, it probably hurts him a little bit more. Because he needs the reps.
With Pryor limited, has he been running the show team?
Yeah, he's run some show team reps. Yeah, absolutely.
When you drafted Stacy McGee, he was a little different in that there were some issues, some red flag issues that you guys said you were convinced he was going to be fine. And Reggie had said he looked him in the eye. He had a big game the other day. He's had pretty much an ascension in his play, it seems like, all year. Has he been everything you'd hoped he'd be?
Yeah, he's actually been a pleasant surprise, you're going to take some guys that may have some red flags against them, but you got to measure those things and try to get a good feel for, is that a young kid making some young mistakes, or is this an issue or a problem? And we were convinced that it was something that we could deal with, that we could manage. And he's been great since he's been here. I mean, his football character has been outstanding. His off-field character has been outstanding. And obviously that's something that you always want to continue to monitor. But we've been pleased with what we've seen both, on the field and off the field with Stacy McGee. Yeah, I think he understands the opportunity that was afforded to him, and he understands that, in this league you don't get a lot of second chances, and he's kind of been given one, and he's taken advantage of it.
In terms of football skill, what are his attributes? What makes him allowed him to do well?
Well, he's a strong, powerful player, and I think probably the thing that he does best is probably play the run. Working as a pass rusher is something that we got to continue to work with him on. But he's done an outstanding job for us, inside, giving us a big body inside that can kind of knock back the line of scrimmage and hold point inside for us.
How much of his development has enabled you to, like you said yesterday, use Vance more at end?
Well, it's been helpful, being able to use Vance a little bit more at end and use Pat Sims a little bit more at three technique. So, the more guys you have that you feel confident that can come in and play and be effective for you, gives you a little bit more flexibility on what you can do with your personnel.
Is Chris Johnson still Chris Johnson, or if he has lost a step, is it a step that not many of us have?
If he's lost it, I hadn't seen it. He's still very explosive. You got to do a great job of, you know, trying to get him off his track, not let him hit things downhill and get to the second level of the defense without having to, you know, stop and restart. That's when he's the most effective, when he can get to the second level of the defense, you know, without having to change his track. So he's still a very explosive runner. There's a lot of it, you know, when you watch the tape, there's a lot of explosive runs. We got to do a great job of getting 11 hats around the ball on him and do a great job of, you know, not only setting the edge and not letting him bounce the ball to the outside, but do a great job on the backside of our defense in pursuit because he's a cutback runner. No, I don't think this week that would be a, you know, really a possibility. I mean, and we'll see how, you know, we'll see how he responds over the next few days to see if, you know, Thanksgiving, if that's a, you know, if there's a chance there or if we're going to have to wait till after that. So, you know, there's an injury there and it's a painful injury. And once that kind of calms down a little bit, then, you know, I think he's of the nature and of the mindset that he'll be able to battle through it.
Did it happen? He slammed to the turf pretty hard.
Yeah, on the play there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, on the throw over there on our sideline.
Is it at all disappointing for a guy who maybe hadn't been totally consistent but had shown greater consistency? He seemed to be on pace for 1,000 yards.
Well, I mean, I think anytime you have injuries that you know, force people to miss time, I mean, I think that's always disappointing. But yeah, Denarius is a guy that, you know, like I said before, he's been our leading receiver, and he's done some, you know, although there's been some inconsistencies, I feel like he's gotten better this year. And hopefully we'll be able to get him healthy and get him back out there. Well, you know, I can't speak to, you know, what was going on there with the Jaguars. I know he was coming off an injury. He's obviously healthy now. And I think he just has a good feel for the things that we're asking him to do. And, you know, he's a big physical back, and that was one of the things that we talked to him about earlier in the year. And he's taken to that, is that, you know, you're a big back, and he needs to run like a big back. And he's been doing that for us. So we're going to keep feeding him the rock and see if he can keep, you know, gaining yards for us.